有圣经也可以打开。
If you have a Bible nearby, please turn to it.
今天讲的就是神给他的子民极大的安慰。
The title of the message, God gives you, his people, tremendous comfort.
以赛亚书分开两大部分。
The book of Isaiah is divided into two big parts.
第一到第三十九章是讲到神对以色列国的审判。
Chapter 1 to 39 talks about God's judgment on the Israelites.
因为他们不遵守神的立约。
Because they did not follow the covenant of God.
他们离开摩西给他们的律例。
They left behindMoses, the law of Moses that was given to them.
他们不听神的教训。
They do not listen to God's teaching.
他们敬拜人所造的偶像。
They were worshipping man-made gods.
也敬拜天上的星宿。
They also worshipped the stars.
学习外邦人的风俗。
Learn from the Gentile people's ways.
把子女用火祭献给假神。
Even to the extent of sacrificing their children to their gods.
有钱的人是欺压贫穷的人。
有钱的人
欺压。
What is that word now?
Oppress.
Okay. The rich were oppressing the poor.
同时家庭有许多的不合乎神的事情发生。
And many things that does not agree with God happen in the family.
所以神把他们弃掉了。
So God got rid of them.
让他们的国家分裂。
Their country split.
并且灭亡。
Even to destruction.
被掳掠到外邦人的国家。
They became captives of.
他们受各种的痛苦。
They suffered.
感谢神，他还是纪念他们。
But thank God, he still remembers his people.
所以他就用以赛亚先知在40-66来向他们说安慰的话。
So God spoke words of comfort from chapter 40 to 66 of Isaiah.
神说他会把他们带领回到本土。
God told them that he's going to bring them back to their own land.
使他们重新成为神的子民。
Help them to become God's people again.
有新的意象。
There's new heart and a new direction, vision.
服从神。
Obey God.
建立神的国度。
Establish God's Kingdom.
同时将来有新天新地的盼望。
And also have the hope of new heaven and new earth.
所以第四十章今天讲的就好像新约圣经的新约一样开始。
So today the chapter 40 is almost like talking about the New Testament Bible.
是代表神极大的恩典。
It talks about God's great love.
神要欢待他的百姓。Treat them well.
God is going to treat the His people.
施恩典给他们。
Give them grace.
同时也是福给今天所有相信神的话的人。
Also to all those who believe in God's word.
大家可以看见以赛亚书40:1-5吧。
Let's look at Isaiah 40:1-5.
请先念中文好不好？
Let's read it in Chinese first.
你们的神说，要安慰我的百姓，要对耶路撒冷说安慰的话，向他宣告，他的战争已经结束，他的罪孽已经赦免，他为自己一切的罪已从耶和华手中加倍受罚。有声音呼喊说，要在旷野为耶和华预备道路。在沙漠为我们的神收植大道。好，英文。
Comfort, comfort my people, says the Lord. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her heart service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice of one calling, in the wilderness prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall be cut. The rough ground shall become. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain. Verse 5. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken.
那从这一段圣经，特别在第一节、第二节，告诉我们神说安慰两次。
In the beginning of this chapter, the first verse says comfort, comfort twice.
他说要对耶路撒冷说安慰的，就是对耶稣耶路撒冷说心里的话。
So he's speaking tenderly to the heart of the people, of his people, and say comfort.
这个安慰这两个字呢是命令。
The meaning of comfort means command.
同时是加重语气的。
Also a double portion.
圣经说神亲口说的。
Bible says God himself spoke these words.
后来在第八节呢更告诉我们的神的话是永远不改变的。
And then in verse 8, it tells us that God's word never changed.
那就是说神的安慰不会改变他的主意，他一定安慰的。
Which means God's word will never change, he will always comfort his people.
那第一个安慰是什么呢？
What is the first comfort?
你看下去。
Let's look on.
因为看见神已经赦免我们的罪了。
Because God has already next screen.
Next screen, please.
Next screen. Yeah. Okay. Our sins have been forgiven.
Yes. 那这里就是让我们知道，新约也是告诉我们，我们认自己的罪，神是信实公义，必要赦免我们的罪。洗净我们一切的不义。
1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
神不但赦免了以色列人的罪。
God not only forgive the sins of the Israelites.
他也赦免一切认罪的人。
He also forgive all those that come to him for forgiveness.
同时你看彼得前书2:24.
Continue 1 Peter 2:24.
圣经说他被挂在木头上。亲身担当了我们的罪，使我们既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。因为他受的鞭伤，你们得了医治。
Here says he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed.
我们知道所有的罪都被赦免的时候。心里就蛮有平安了。
We know that when all our sins have been forgiven, our heart will have peace.
对，跟神有美好的关系了。
We'll have good relationship with God.
可以常常跟他谈话，就是祷告了。
We can always approach him, talking to him.
知道神会答应我们的祷告。
Knowing God will answer our prayers.
我们在神的家中。也在神的国度里面了。
We are in the family of God and in His kingdom.
然后呢，第二件事，我们看见在第三节说，到第五节说，弥赛亚要显现。
Okay, in verse 3 and 5, it says, Messiah will be revealed.
你看见圣经这里告诉我们了，是约翰的见证。
The Bible tells us this is the testimony of John.
施浸约翰在新约的时候，就说他就是那个能够为弥赛亚铺道路的那一位人。
John the Baptist, we remember, said that Jesus is going to be the one to come and take the sins away.
他就是修直主的道路的那一位。
He's the one that's going to make straight the way for the Lord.
所以他看见耶稣来到他哪里。
So when Jesus approached him,
他说看啊，神的羔羊除去世人罪的。
Yes, and he said, look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
那就是看到神的应验的预言应验了。
That is the prophecy that God fulfilled.
将来在启示录看见耶稣会第二次显现，让所有的人都看见。
We will also see God's appearance again in the book of Revelation, so that all of us will see Him.
所以这个神给我们的安慰。
This is God's comfort for us.
然后我们再看到以赛亚书下面告诉我们他要怎么样安慰我们。
And following that, he talks about how God is going to comfort us.
就是让我们认识神是无所不能。
He wants us to understand that God is omnipotent.
那个的意思是什么呢？
What does that mean?
就是神什么都可以做的。
It just simply means God can do anything.
一切好的东西他都可以做。
He can do all the good things.
他也掌管一切。
He also controls everything.
你看以赛亚40章21到22节怎么样讲呢？
Continue Isaiah chapter 40, 21 to 22 verse.
你看见圣经说，难道你不知道吗？难道你没有听见过？难道没有从起初就告诉你吗？难道从大地奠立根基以来，你们一直没有明白吗？上帝的宝座设立在大地的圆圈之上，地上的人类好像蚱蜢，他铺展诸天，就像铺展幔子，铺展人居住的帐篷。
It says, Do you not know? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning?Have you not understood since the earth was founded? He sits enthroned above the circle of the earth, and its people are like grasshoppers. He stretches out the heavens like a canopy and spreads them out like a tent to live in.
你看，没有世界上任何能力可以跟神比较。
No one in this world has the power to compare to God's power.
他坐在大地。地球的圆圈之上。
He's seated above the circle of the earth.
你看以赛亚写那个时候是主前大概700年。
When Isaiah wrote this book, it was before Christ 700 years.
那个是远远比哥伦比亚以后的人所发觉地球是大圈。老早神已经告诉我们了。
Way, way before anybody claims that the earth is round.
这个地球好像神的宝座一样。
This earth is the throne of God.
神在管理我们。
God is controlling all the universe.
神在教导以色列人，他的全能远超过他们所想象的。
God tells them that his power is excelling anybody's imagination.
他要做什么就什么。
What he wants to do, he does.
他说什么就什么都成就。
What he says is accomplished.
我们的一举一动都逃不过他的容许。
Every move of ours, we cannot escape God.
但是神给人有自由。
But however, he gave man freedom.
也让人自己选择。
He allows man to choose.
你听他的旨意或者不听从是你自己选择。
Whether you obey him or not, you have that choice.
不服从就是罪的结果了。
When you don't obey God, that will be the result of sin.
所以就会受到神现在跟将来的审判。
Then we will get the punishment from God to now and future.
所以您跟我要知道神在掌管我们啊。
So we do have to know that God is in control of all of us.
当然圣经也以赛亚告诉我们神是创造这一切万物的。
And Isaiah continues to say that God has created everything.
你看以赛亚书四十章二十五、二十六说，那圣者说，你们将谁与我相比，与我相等呢？你们要向善举目，看谁创造这万象，按数目领他们，一一称其名，以他的全能和他大能大力，使他们一个都不缺。
Here says, to whom will you compare me? Or who is my equal? Says the Holy One. Lift up your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all these? He who brings out the starry hosts one by one and calls forth each of them by name. Because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing.
神是无所不能，他创造了宇宙。
God is all powerful. He created the universe.
啊，圣经说，一切的星球，外面的宇宙一切，都是他在命定，他给他们名字。
The Bible tells us that He brings out the starry hosts one by one and even calls them by name.
我们知道这个宇宙是一一好多好多的星球。但是神都给他们名字啊。
Just imagine, we have so many stars and planets in the space.
圣经讲得很清楚啊，以赛亚说，使他们一个都不缺。
Bible clearly tells us that not one of them is missing, and he calls each one with a name.
所以可以看见神的全能了。
So we can see the powerful God.
他可以改变，也可以除掉。
He can change and he can take away.
他也可以重新创造。
And he can also renew and refresh, recreate.
今天我们看见有些著名的基督徒科学家都承认宇宙是有一个开始的。
Today we read about Christian scientists. Now they admit that God is created by, I mean, the world is created by God.
许多不承认神的都承认这个宇宙有一个开始。
Even those that do not accept that also knows that there is a beginning of the universe.
因为照着物质的推论、看见逻辑的 推论，这个宇宙后面一定也有个聪明的神使宇宙开始。
According to the law of materials and the study of logic,There has been an intelligent God to create this universe.
远东广播电台在四月的时候出版了一本中文的小册子。
The Far East Broadcasting has published a book recently in April.
那本书叫做《终极问题：上帝存在吗》
？The title, The Ultimate Question, Does God Exist?
如果你需要的，你可以去电这个 FCBC 啊 ，Far East Broadcasting Company FEBC Chinese.net 就可以。
You can go into the website if you're interested. FEBC Chinese.net。
那如果你需要英文的，你可以问我，我都有好多。可以送给你英文的一本。
For English copies, I have quite a few. I can give one to you.
你只看见一些著名的科学家的结论了。
And you will read about the famous scientists of today. There are several conclusions.
因为神创造万物，也创造你跟我。
Because God created the heavens and the earth and all of us.
他一定会照顾你了。
He definitely will look after you.
继续我们看以赛亚书第四十章二十七到二十八节了。
Following that, Isaiah 40:27-28.
以赛亚怎么安慰我们呢
？How did he continue to comfort us?
就是认识神是无所不知的。
Understand that God is omniscient.
就是没有什么东西能够隐藏不给神看见。
Meaning nothing can be hidden from God's sight.
那这个以赛亚先知也明白人的心态。
Isaiah also understand a man's behavior.
他知道以色列人被掳到巴比伦的外邦文化的时候呢，受了许多的困难。
He realized that the Israelites had suffered a lot when they were in bondage.
他们被人轻视，被人凌辱。
They were ridiculed.
生活在困难中。
They were living in difficult conditions.
这些软弱的以色列人啊，就很辛苦啊。
These weak Israelites really had a hard time.
他们呢，在求告神啊。
Then they turned to ask God.
很奇妙，圣经这里告诉我们呢，神称他们是雅各的子民。
Interestingly so, that the Bible says they were addressed as Jacob.
为什么雅各呢？
Why Jacob?
雅各这是逃离他哥哥以扫的，跑到舅父的家的那个。
You remember Jacob was escaping from his brother Esau in the Old Testament.
他去到舅父的家的时候，耶稣把他的舅舅的看清他。
Even at the uncle's home, even the uncle was not
没有好好的照顾他。
Was not looking up to him.
要他辛苦的工作。
Want him to work hard.
没有任何的薪水了。
Without salary.
这个就是雅各的境况。
This is the situation of Jacob.
经过好多年才能够回家。
Only after many years he returned home.
所以以色列人就好像雅各一样了。
So the Israelites is likened to the life of Jacob.
我们这么多年呢，在巴比伦神里，我们这么的冤枉，你为什么不查问呢？
So many years we suffered under the Babylonian empire king.
所以神告诉他们，
So God told them,
你不知道吗？
You do not know?
神是创造地极的主啊。
Because God created the entire universe.
他不会不听见的。
He will be able to hear you.
神不是像人一样会疲乏的。
God is not like man, we get tired.
他有特别的智慧。
He has wisdom.
他要给您受苦的时候让你学习东西。
When you are suffering, he wants you to learn lessons.
因为神会照顾你的。
Because God will take care of you.
在适当的时间，神就会拯救你了。
In the appropriate time, God will save you.
所以我们看见没有什么东西不能隐藏。不给神看见。
So we know that we can hide nothing from God.
再下去看诗篇139篇，好啊。
Let's look at Psalm 139 now.
在这里呢，很清楚，大家自己看就可以了啊。神从远处、近处都知道，行路、躺卧，什么时候，我们讲的话都不是不知道。神按守着我们身上。环绕我们，我们不能测度，去哪里都逃不过神的面啊。
Here it states that God knows every move of ours. Sit down, rise up, and even know our thoughts. So we cannot escape God. God knows us very well, completely.
我们一切所做的，神都看清楚。
And God is totally aware of all that we do.
包括你的埋怨。
Including our complaints,
包括你的困境
our hardship,
包括你的工作
our work,
你的家庭
our families,
你的朋友
our friends,
我们的教会
our church,
任何不满的情况，神都完全知道。
Anything that's not favorable, God is totally aware.
因为神是充满智慧的啊。
Because God is full of wisdom.
他要熬炼我们。
He will train us.
训练我们成为他。更有用的器皿。
He will discipline and train us to be his working vessels.
就使我们成为天国里面的人才啊。
And we become kingdom personnel.
使我们在将来可以管理神给我们要管理的。
So that we can control and take care of the future for God.
所以你不要怕。
So we need be afraid.
任何环境交托给神。
Any situation, hand it over to God.
然后下面我们看见神知道我们一切的困难。
Following that, we see God knows all our troubles.
你看27-28节吧。
Verse 27-28.
你先打开以赛亚书40章27-28节。 哪里是怎么讲呢？
What did it say in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 27 to 28?
我们好好的打开来看好不好？
Let's open to that Bible page.
我是等你来或者下面再看啊，现在先看这一个第十一节。
Let's look at verse 11.
Yeah, 这里说他牧养你。
Here it says God shepherds you.
同时回到路加十八章第七节。
And then he brings us back to Luke chapter 18, verse 7.
圣经说神的选民昼夜呼吁他，他会为我们伸冤的。
Here it says God, and will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones?
圣经继续说，主耶和华必仗上大能者临到，他的棒臂为他们掌权。看啊，他给人的赏赐在他哪里？他施与人的报应在他面前。谁曾用掌心量过海水，用手掌测度苍天呢？谁曾用星斗量过大地的尘土，用祷告称山林跟天平啊，被神所轻呢？
Okay, here it says, chapter Isaiah 40, verse 10, 11, 12. See, the sovereign Lord comes with power, and his arm rules for him. See, his reward is with him, and his recompense accompanies him. And who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, or with the breadth of his hand marked off the heavens?Who has held the dust of the earth in a basket, or weighed the mountains on the scales and the hills in a balance?
所以我们就知道，神是管理一切，也掌管一切。
So here it tells us that God controls and governs everything.
他也是无所不在的。
He's also everywhere.
他会牧养你。
Shepherds us.
圣经讲，他要像牧人牧养自己的羊群，用膀臂聚集羔羊，抱在胸怀，慢慢引导他如养小羊的。
Bible says he tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young.
你记得诗篇二十三篇第一节说。耶和华是我的牧者，耶和华是我的牧者，就我必不致缺乏。
Psalm 23:1, The Lord is my shepherd; I lack nothing.
同时第四节也继续讲。
Continue on verse 4, it says,
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都必安慰我。
Here it says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
虽然我们有时会孤单。
Sometimes you may be lonely.
有时候觉得我们没有什么人跟我知道我的困难。
We feel that nobody knows about our difficulties.
神答应说他会保守你不会跌倒的。
God promised us that he will protect us, that we will not fall.
这个是在新约犹大书讲的。
That's at Jude, book of Jude 1.
当我们软弱的时候，神告诉我们呢，疲乏的他会赐力量，软弱的他会赐你能力。
Yeah, God promised us that he'll give us strength in our weakness.
神告诉我们呢，等候耶和华的必重新得力。
Bible promises that when we wait on the Lord, we will gain strength.
这是以赛亚书所讲的啦。
Book of Isaiah tells us.
在四十章后面那几节。
Chapter 40.Verse 29 to 31.
Hey, 我们大家一起念好不好?
Let's read together.
疲乏的，他是能力；软弱的，他加力量。就是年轻人也要疲乏困倦，强壮的必全然跌倒，但那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
It says here, he gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, the young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
啊，这里说我们呢，要等候耶和华哦。
Here it tells us to wait on the Lord.
等候是什么意思？
What does waiting mean?
这个就是更加的亲近神。
It simply means that we draw really closer to God.
我们在他面前来告诉他们的需要。
We tell him all our needs.
我们忍耐地等候神的时间。
We wait on him with patience and time.
神会让我们又重新得力的。
God will renew our strength.
重新得力什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
是不是神把我们的软弱变成他的力量的这个意思？
Simply means he changes our weaknesses to be his strength.
啊，这个感谢神。
We thank God for that.
因为神知道我们的软弱啊。
Because God understands our weaknesses.
等候他的，他会重新得力的。
When we wait on him, he will renew our strength.
在我的生命中，我也经历许多许多的困难。
During my lifetime, I have experienced quite a few difficulties.
与众人都是一样了。
Like anybody else.
我疲乏软弱的时候，哎呀，神就加我力量。
When I'm tired and weary, God adds to me strength.
就是说我经济有困难的时候，神就特别的奇妙的施恩给我。
Even in my financial distress, surprisingly, God comes to provide.
我有两个儿子。
I have two sons.
大儿子 Micah 长大了，经过不小的波折。
Mike has been through quite a bit in his life journey.
就算是特别他婚姻的问题。
Especially in the area of his marriage.
他一向都有许多女朋友啊。
He has many girlfriends.
我们也跟他照顾他的女朋友啊。
We also help him take care of some of his girlfriends.
许多美国女朋友，他们都最后不和谐。
Somehow, these American girlfriends did not work out.
他有其他的朋友都不和。
Even his other friends did not work out.
我们很担心啊。
Then we get a little worried, very worried.
年纪越来越大了。
He's getting older.
但是感谢神，他在纽奥连侍奉主的时候呢，认识一个女孩子叫做 Alice。
We are so thankful that when the Lord led him to New Orleans,God brought him a young lady, Christian girl, Alice.
他们差不多一见钟情啊。
It's almost like, how to say in English? 一见钟情。First look, they like each other.
他们呢，谈话谈到半夜。
They talked for a long time and shared.
经过一年时候，今年二月就结婚了。
So after a little over a year of dating,This past February, they were married.
我跟太太真是太高兴了。
We were so beside ourselves with joy.
因为这个女孩子是很爱主的。
Because Alice really loves Jesus.
愿意跟她一起侍奉神。
She wants to serve God with Micah.
那么我们看第二个小儿子了。
Now look at Caleb now.
他结婚已经六年多了。
Caleb's married 6 years.
男人都问我们了。你什么时候抱孙子啊？
Everybody's interested to find out when are you holding when are you getting a grandchild?
我们都不晓得为什么还没有孩子。
We do not know why.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
终于在今年三月的时候，他就告诉我，Jenny, 开始怀孕了。
In March of this year, he one day called and shared that Jenny, his wife, is pregnant.
感谢主，他们就等到十二月啊，我们可以抱孙子了。
Well, we really thank God because come December, we're going to have a grandchild.
神是听我们祷告的神。
God listens to our prayers.
神说我们要等候他的手，就像鹰展翅上腾。
Because God says that we will renew our strength when we wait on Him.
我们知道鹰是鸟类最强壮的。
We know eagles are the strongest of birds.
我现在看不见这个。
I think we lost 慧慧。Let me bring up my screen just
Okay, 现在看到。感谢主。你看这个飞鹰展翅上腾，对不对？
You see the eagles soar their wings.
他们是最强壮的鸟，高飞在空中。
They are strong birds and they fly high.
他们虽然有时候只有六磅、十四磅，但是可以找住比他们重四倍的动物。
Some of them are only like 6 to 14 pounds in weight, but they can fly so high.
他们飞到一个小时75到99里。
In 1 hour, they can fly 79 to 99 miles an hour.
神要给我们像鹰一样返老还童啊。
God is going to give us that kind of strength.
就是在我们软弱的时候
，When we are weak，
好像使徒保罗一样
，Like the Apostle Paul，
他说我在软弱的时候反而经验到神给我们的力量。
Paul said, "In my weakness, I just sense God's strength in me."
请你注意，神给的力量是永不失败的。
Just remember that the strength that God gives us will never be unsuccessful.
我们不要把神给我们的力量跟世界的力量相比。
Let's not compare the worldly strength with God's strength.
因为神的恩典不会缺少的。
Because God's grace is never deficient.
他会不断运用他的慈爱来帮助您。
He will always use his loving mercy to help us.
他给教会的帮助不像世界的人所思想猜测的。
The help he gives church is not the same with the one with the strength in the world.
神爱的子，他的子民比世上的人更多。
God loves his people more than the worldly people.
所以我们必须等候神的供应。
Therefore, we need to wait for God's provision.
您想一想。
Just think.
神怎么样在你最困难的时候帮助了你呢？
When did God come through to help you in your darkest, deepest moment?
在你想不到的时候，突然之间神安慰你呢？
When you didn't expect it, but God came through to comfort you.
我们感谢主，他突然的时候，适当的时候就会照顾你了。
We thank God because at the most appropriate time, God comes through.
我们看见我们的教会也是一样啊。
And looking at our church is the same.
我们看见神在我们困难的时候就帮助我们。
In our church life, in the hardest moment, God helped us.
我们看见在我们的崇拜里面神将继续来帮助我们。
And just have this church hour, he helped us.
我们看见神来帮助我们的弟兄姐妹的夫妻的关系增长。
God helped us in our brothers and sisters' marriage.
神医治我们弟兄姐妹的疾病。
God healed our diseases.
神也帮助我们有好的领袖继续帮助我们。
God also provide us with good leadership.
神也供应我们教会有好的讲员。
Provided us with good speakers.
神更赐给我们有好的领导我们赞美神的那些歌唱的弟兄姐妹。
God provided us with good praise teams.
还有许多神供应的。
Many other things that God blessed.
神也给我们教会有好的殿宇，神住在我们当中。
God provided us a good sanctuary where God lives with us.
你想想，是不是神已经帮助您，帮助我呢？
Just think, God has been so good to us.
啊，在最奇妙的时候，神就供应了。
In the most unexpected time, God will provide.
我讲一个很小的事。
I'll give you a short sharing here.
师母几年前买了一盆鸡蛋花。
I bought a petunia flower plant.
放在我们家的门口。
Just in front of my house.
偶尔倒些水照顾。
We just put some water to let it grow.
想不到今年两个月前呢，突然之间长出几条新的树茎。
We just discovered 2 months ago that something new shoots coming up from underneath.
后来还长了八个，中国人广东话叫番茄，
茄子，
橘子。
And then it developed and grew and then produced 8 tomatoes.
我看见，我觉得太奇怪了。
This is very strange.
我们没有买种子啊。
We didn't buy any seeds.
为什么突然之间的花盆里面有橘子呢？
Why would tomatoes coming up with a petunia flower plant?
哦，我觉得这个是太奇怪了。
This is very interesting.
我有些亲友告诉我，哦，可能是飞鸟鸡。把种子掉下去。
Yeah, some of our relatives say, oh, most likely some bird dropped a seed, a tomato seed.
但是其实我们放在门口都没有飞鸟飞过来的。
This is right by our door entrance. It will not have birds going in there.
这个就是神的供应了，太奇妙了。
This is an interesting way God provided tomatoes.
今天神也会这样供应你我的需要。
Today, God similarly will provide for you and I.
神借着先知以赛亚告诉我们，在困难中，神赦免我们的罪。
In our distress, Isaiah told us that God forgives our sins.
神创造我们的。
He created us.
无所不能的。
He knows everything.
无所不知。
He's in full knowledge.
他完全明白您的境况。
He knows our situation very well.
他是无所不在的神。
He is omnipotent.
他是跟他的子民同在。
He's always with his people.
解决你的埋怨、害怕、无能。
He comforts us.
只要你等候他。
We need to wait.
忍耐仰望他。
And look to him.
你就重新得力了。
And we will gain our strength.
像鹰展翅上腾。
Just like the eagles soaring on their wings.
我们回想教会初期的时候。
Let's reflect when we first started.
多少基督徒受逼迫，差不多300年呢。
Almost 300 years ago, Christians were persecuted.
哇，许多基督徒受灾难，被钉十字架，被揉油或烧，被狮子咬。
Christians were burned and they were killed because of their faith.
但是一直教会在。在增长啊。
But the church of God continued to grow.
那是证明神是无所不在、无所不能啊。
So God is omnipotent and is ever present.
今天三分之一的人口都认识主耶稣啊。
Today, 1/3 of the world people knows Jesus.
神是会保护他的人民的。
God will protect his people.
啊，有一个故事跟大家分享是真实的。
I'm going to share a story here, a real story.
在第二次世界大战的时候，那个美国要派飞机去轰炸这个日本。
In World War II, America was sending some bomb over to bomb Japan.
这个 B-29 的那个轰炸机的。到达日本要轰炸这个城市叫做 Kokura.
This nuclear bomber went over this town Kokura to bomb the place as a.
但是奇妙，那一天呢，完全由云层把整个那边的地区都包住了，飞机看得不清楚。
But strangely so, that day there was a huge thick cloud. covered the entire city that they can see it.
那个飞机在下面飞了55分钟。
The plane, the bomber circled the city for 55 minutes.
油都没有了，差不多完了。
Almost gas running out.
啊，他们就觉得，哎呀，不如打去第二个目标，就是那个Nagasaki 那个地方了。
So they say, let's just move on to the neighboring Nagasaki city.
啊，他们大家记得了啊，这个原子弹下去之后。日本后来就投降了。
So we know that when that bomb came down on Nagasaki, the Japanese surrendered.
很奇妙的，他们的情报员后来发觉。
Later on, the intelligence discovered something very strange.
原来在一个礼拜前，日本已经把所有的他们俘虏的那些战俘。就是美国的那些兵跟其他盟国的那些被日本人所俘虏的兵啊，都搬到可库勒那边去。
One week before that bombing, the Japanese has already removed thousands of prisoners of war and to Kokura.
啊，如果炸弹下去，这些盟军的俘虏都死掉了。
If they did set the bomb down there, many would have been killed.
你看神奇妙的保守。
So God's miraculous protection here.
今天神也会保守您跟我的。
Today God will protect us also.
我们在他面前要仰望他。
We need to wait on God.
求神继续与我们同在。
We ask God to continue to be with us.
带领我们的教会继续长进。
Lead our church to grow.
让我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
天父啊，我们谢谢你是无所不在。
Father, we thank you because you are omnipresent.
无所不知。
You are ever all-knowing.
也是无所不能的最高的神。
And you are the mighty God.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
施恩给我们教会。
Share us with your mercy.
求你帮助我们仰望你。
Help us to look to you.
等候你的力量。
Wait for your strength.
等候你的重新加我们力量。
The renewed strength from you.
赐给我们有好的牧师将来。
Provide for us the appropriate man of God pastor.
继续增加我们新的弟兄姐妹。
And add to us more brothers and sisters.
哦，谢谢你。
We thank you, God.
我们现在守主餐。
Now we're having communion.
愿主你帮助我们。
Let the Lord help us.
大家在您的面前。
Before the Lord.
我们是尊敬的。来纪念主耶稣为我们的死。
We are commemorating the death of Jesus.
奉主耶稣名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，现在请大家就听，我们念哥林多。